It's truly fascinating to hear how to unleash the full potential of a human being. There's the subjective or internal individual and their individual physical sense, and the community aspect, the we, from both the internal and the external perspectives. And the beauty of it all is that once you start understanding this map, it works on you to help you unleash more of that potential.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the more dimensions that the individual understands in themselves, the more those become psychoactive, the more those become online, then that's what they bring to the we. And so the more the individuals are self-actualized in a group, the more powerful that can become, because they're all bringing, you know, the whole sort of smorgasbord to play. Whereas if you have just two or three individuals that are really, you know, covering it all, and you have 20 that are just sort of, you know, dorking around, you're not going to get much benefit out of that.
This is such an important lesson. Going back to levels for a moment, we talked about the idea of the 10% tipping point, that once 10% of the world is actually at an integral level, things might really change, because there emerges a kind of radical acceptance where all the levels of development are seen to hold partial but valid truths. This comes into play here with quadrants too. As people start looking at the world and their lives with four-dimensional vision, this psychoactive power spreads, facilitating and accelerating the tipping point of not only the I, but of the we. To start the process, how does someone listening to this installation begin to assess where they're most identified in the quadrants?
That comes from just a simple, brief study of the quadrants and the characteristics, and then just a straightforward, you know, looking at yourself. And as you go through and look at the quadrants, you know, you just simply be asking, as you're looking at the I quadrant, just, you know, honestly look at, okay, how much, you know, that applies to me. As you're looking at the it quadrant, is it, well, I'm more just facts and data, and I don't quite, I don't get involved with interiors that well. I believe that changes occur as we learn about, you know, brain structure and so on. As you look in the lower right, it's people who are dedicated to the relational worldview. And that's sort of a halfway step, so to speak, in the right direction, because things are, to some degree, related to everything else. But we talked about ways in which they're not totally related, like all of the higher's and the lower, but not all the lower's and the higher. And so you do have to kind of take that into account. But just starting to see how relationships are so important and start looking at that is a step in the right direction. It can be very important. And then when you look at the lower left, of course, some people come, you know, simply from that and simply to from aligning their views with their peer group. And so that lessens their own creativity and their own addition and their own real capacity for growth. And so we don't want that. We want them to actually use the lower left as a way to explore their own creativity and what they can add to the we, not just how they can stand in its shadow. So that can be very, very, very important and can be a trial ground for them on an almost daily basis to grow in their own I component. And so all of these tend to work together, and you can use one to check how you're doing in the others, and then move to the others, and then use that and see how that fits. And the quadrants are something that, let's say, unlike lines, because we have up to maybe 24 lines, and there's no reason to master all of those. But quadrants, it's a good idea to master those.
Thank you, Ken, for this illuminating installation on quadrants. As we continue to dive deeper into the transformational perspectives Ken's describing throughout this program, we suggest you take a moment to appreciate the wisdom of looking at life and at our own individual lives using all four perspectives. If we truly do the work of understanding and absorbing these four perspectives, that is when our perspective can really start to change, bringing more joy, more creativity, more purpose, more understanding, and more compassion for all beings into our life.